Thank you for calling HBO. My name is Carnisha. How may I assist you today?
Is this Kamisha?
Carnisha, yes.
I'm sorry. This is David calling from Home Depot. I got a call from this woman named Carol, and she is concerned about her microwave install, and I don't know what to tell her, and so I'm calling you.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Do you want her phone number?
Yes, what's the number?
508-808-8050.
This number sounds familiar, like I talked to her already. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, I think you did.
Bear with me. It takes a minute for it to load over here for some reason.
All right.
Okay, yeah, because I had just talked to her like 15 minutes ago. I already told her,
yes.
We sent emails over already. Like, we don't actually have phone numbers where we can actually reach out to the company. We only can just send emails over. We sent the email over. The only way we don't know, like, detailed information is they respond with the email with this. But she's scheduled for today on our end. But like I told her, it doesn't show like she's on a route. Usually when you're scheduled for a day and you're on route, it'll have the company on there. It'll have the actual driver that's going to come out to your home. Like, hers doesn't have any of that on it. And I don't know if it's because whoever scheduled her in on the 27th, they overread her and put her in for the 30th. So I don't even know if the 30th was available or not. It looks like they put her in, like, overread everything and just put her in for that date. So I don't know if that's the issue. I don't know if this company isn't just working today, but I don't have the information to tell her. The only thing I can do is wait on the email because I don't want to just say, hey, they'll be there in an hour or so, and no one never shows up because I don't actually know.
Yeah. And so what do you think is going to happen next?
Well, the only thing that what happened is we already sent the email. Well, someone already had sent it. She talked to someone at 10:46, and then she got a phone with me like 15 minutes ago. Whoever she talked to at 10:46, they sent an email over for her, and then I sent another email over for her also. But I mean,
where
I don't
does
know
the email go to?
The email, it actually goes to our regionals on our end, because we, like, when people call and say, hey, we want to speak to corporate, like, we don't have a corporate number you can talk to.
Where does the email go? Does the email trigger the installation person?
Yes, it goes to the actual regional, but we have emails actually for the installation company, so all of it's all in one. But they have their own
Do they contact her directly?
Yeah, usually what they do is the head of us, like, over our company, well, our company, but it's higher people than the call center because I'm in a call center. They usually call, when they get an update, they'll call out to the customer. But I don't, even if they call out or not, when they, it's like an email, it'll be sent back to me and be like, hey, this happened, blah, 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 an email. Whenever it gets to me, I automatically call out to the customer just to make sure that they got a phone call from our end just to let them know an update. So even if they,
should she just wait then for a call from an installer?
Yeah, she had to wait for it. Even if she doesn't get a call from the actual installer, she'll get one from higher up. From the region.
From who?
Higher up.
Okay. All right. So she should just wait then, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the experience. Have a great day.
All right. Bye.